You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. I'm joined in the studio now by Dr. Carlos Fargas, president of Southeast Missouri State University. He stops by every month to update us on what's happening at the institution and in higher education broadly. Dr. Fargas, welcome once again.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's good to see you.
Let's start with some recent news, and that is the naming of the Russ Center for Media. What can you tell us about that new center?
Well, we're very excited about that because this is a culmination of a series of conversations and actions that we've been taking in the recent past. It was the result of the effort that Gary and Wendy's sons have put in motion to try to honor their father. And we were able, after these conversations, to actually agree on moving our production facilities lab from the mass media department to the Broadway area where the Ross Center for Media is. The students are going to have an opportunity to work there, literally side by side to professionals in the field. They're going to be interacting with the Southeast Missourian. The Arrow is going to be there too. And they're going to be also able to interact with the KFVS individuals. So overall, it's very nice. The actual dedication is going to be taking place on October 7th at the address is 325 Broadway.
Very exciting for Southeast students, especially involved in the mass media department. Absolutely.
I think this is a unique opportunity, and I am so glad because it really puts the university really in a position of being a very engaged institution. And as you know, institutions increasingly are being asked to really show how they are engaged with the community that they live in. And so that's an example of that. And the presence of the university in the downtown area has only been increasing. And it has been the result also of the fact that the community, in this case is the Rex family, the Ross family, have been making to help us make sure that we are visible down there. And the winners are our students. Our programs become much more visible, and it gives them the opportunity to really be engaged in a very professional environment even before graduating. So it's really exciting.
Well, the fall semester got off to a great start, a record number of freshmen and a record retention rate. What do you think contributed to that great start for the fall semester?
It is hard to identify with a lot of accuracy exactly what contributed, but I believe that the recent effort and culmination of our branding initiative, our marketing efforts, has actually contributed. I think that the community, the region in general, has seen the university as being more visible. And I think we have made an effort to communicate more explicitly and effectively the kind of institution we are, which is a high-quality institution. Our effort has been to try to make Southeast into a destination school. The community has responded very well. Our enrollment for freshman students was up about 10%, which is very significant, and so we're almost the same at the same level as we were last year in terms of headcount.
Dr. Vargas, it's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's very good to see you again.
Dr. Vargas and I talked about many other topics as part of our television program Focus on Southeast. You can hear more and watch our entire interview at krcu.org.